Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:13, September 6th. Thank you, Morgan. People's Choice nominees are out. Uzi and I were laughing yesterday. The first story that came out about this had to be 40 pages long.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. They're doing things pretty different. They've moved networks. So they used to be on CBS and now they're on E! Normally, they would have announced the nominees last November, apparently. It's been a 10-month delay.
Oh.
That's what they're saying here.
Wait a minute. So who does them?
I don't know who's the who's the producer.
Well, like the People's Choice Awards. Is it? Well, who chose? Where's the website that you would have chosen?
You go to peopleschoice.com to vote. The people actually do vote on this.
So it's its own thing then.
It is its own thing, apparently. You know, it's just one of the million award shows. It's, you know, we definitely have talked about things that have happened on it in the past, and it's just another place for stars to get dressed up and get smoke
and
blown up their asses.
Congratulations to myself.
Right, exactly.
I'm amazing.
So the nominees were released yesterday. It was a 10-month delay, they're saying. They would have normally been announced last November. I didn't realize they announced them so far in advance. The show shifted from CBS to E!, and there are actually a lot of changes. For starters, there are 43 categories, 13 of which are completely new. And that's actually down from the 64 categories that the last one had. Also, per category, there are 12 nominees. And this is the first round. So they're going to do 12 nominees. I think you have until like the 14th of September to vote. Mm. And then they're going to redo the list with only five. Based on that voting, they're going to narrow it down to five. And those will be the final ones in each category that you vote on. So you've got to vote twice, apparently, if you're one of the people who votes in the People's Choice Award. So
sounds like too much work.
It's a lot of work. Just this whole thing is so...
The website front page, movies, music, TV, pop culture. And then looks like it is final voting, you said, the 24th.
Oh, it's the 24th is when you're done with
That's what it says. And then tune in on Sunday, 11/11.
Right. So the show airs in November, you know, somewhere here. Let's see. Oh, hold on. Voting is open now through Friday, September 4th at pca.eonline.com. And then later this month, they whittle it down and then you vote again. So maybe that's what ends on the 24th. Mm. I don't know. Whatever.
Final. It says final voting.
Oh, okay. So, and they do everything, but it's not best actor or actress. It's favorite female star, favorite male star. Favorite movie, but then they have other movie categories like favorite drama movie, favorite comedy. Do you want to just hear the overall favorite movies?
I do.
There's 12 nominees right now.
Sounds so bloated.
Yeah.
And they've narrowed it down. Like there's only 43 categories as opposed to 64 the last time they did. So favorite movie, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, Incredibles 2, Deadpool 2, Solo, A Star Wars Story, 50 Shades Freed, Ready Player One,
God.
A Quiet Place. I know, Human. Look, they're not going to be any art pieces in the
what
People's
after
Choice.
50 Shades? That movie you guys didn't even like.
Ready Player One. Well, apparently people who'd never read the book did like the movie. A Quiet Place, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, A Wrinkle in Time is nominated for favorite movie.
That's the worst movie in the last 3 years.
I knew you'd like that. Ocean's 8 and Mission Impossible Fallout. Then just long lists of actors.
I like
and
the
actresses.
Quiet Place.
Yeah, that's not.
What's
on
the
here.
Winner? Human.
Of those, I bet it's Black Panther.
I don't know. I thought Mission Impossible 6. Yeah, it's probably going to be Black Panther. I thought Mission Impossible 6 was good.
Well, they'll narrow it down to five, and then those will be the final five that people vote on. So you got to vote on the 12 between now and the 14th, and then after that till the 24th, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10 days or something.
Long I can't believe Crazy Rich Asians didn't. Oh, maybe it came out too late.
Yeah.
Favorite TV show, I only have ever watched two of these, The Walking Dead and Saturday Night Live. Those are both nominated. This Is Us, Grey's Anatomy, The Big Bang Theory, Will and Grace, WWE, Raw. The Good Doctor. These are the people. The people have chosen. Yeah. 13 Reasons Why, 9-1-1, America's Got Talent, and Modern Family. Those are the favorite.
I've watched one of those.
Then they have favorite revival show because so many GD shows got...
Like Will and Grace.
Will and Grace is on there. Roseanne's not on there. You know, the Conners is in the fall lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So they've shot that.
The trailer was out yesterday. I haven't watched it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't look at it either.
But she died, right?
Yeah. We're going to say she died. She was supposedly battling like an opioid addiction in the first season.
So I wonder
anyway.
If it's that.
Yeah, something.
Well, but they started the House of Cards at the cemetery, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what the trailer is for it.
So... There it is. That's how you deal with that.
Yeah.
This person's dead. Now we move on from here.
And if they ever come back, it was all a dream.
Right.
Did you see what Roseanne's going to do when the show premieres?
Move to Israel.
Yeah, you got it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what she says.
She loves it there, and that's where she's going.
She's going to study with her favorite rabbis.
Move, bitch.
Yeah. So the favorite revival show nominees in the People's Choice Awards are Will and Grace, American Idol. Which revival, really? It wasn't even gone for a whole year, but okay. Trading Spaces, which I used to, that was one of the first makeover shows years and years and years ago. In fact, I think we had a bunch of those people on.
Just not in.
I love it. I haven't watched the new one. Arrested Development, One Day at a Time. I didn't even know there was a remake on One Day at a Time.
We talked about it. Is it on Netflix or something?
Maybe.
This includes all the channels. And,
everything.
Like, Amazon and.
If it's on your TV.
Okay.
X-Files, Queer Eye, Love Connection, Jersey Shore Family Vacation, Dynasty, Lost in Space, which the acting is so bad in it. The writing is terrible, but I have watched
I heard
most
the Lost in Space was good.
It's cool conceptually, and where they are and what they're going through is kind of cool, but boy is the, I mean, we laugh out loud. Watch the stupid ass lines that they say, and they're like in extreme peril, and one of the kids is lost down this hole, and they're making jokes. I'm like, no one would be joking. They wouldn't be joking. The kid is dying. They can hear his poor little pathetic voice. He's dying.
For the remake of One Day at a Time, you mentioned this. Rita Moreno's in it.
Oh.
I like her.
She plays the mom?
Lydia. I don't. It doesn't.
Yeah, Lydia was the mom,
wasn't?
Right?
No. Bonnie. Bonnie.
Oh, that was her real
name. But that was her real name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And did I say Fear Factor? Apparently that's been revived,
Oh, that's
too.
Back?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Mm. Is it, what's his name?
Joe Rogan? I don't know. He's been, he's like a MMA guy now. Like he comments on all that stuff.
And, he's their announcer.
And huge podcaster.
Yeah. Favorite music artist? Surprise. I'm not going to say this one.
What? Say it.
Nah, I'm not
Drake.
It. No, I'm not.
Turn it up.
You love me.
Do you want me?
Why did I bring it up?
Yeah, it's in front of you. What are you doing?
And I'm down for you.
Yeah, there's all kinds of music categories.
I can't get that out of my head.
He's in a lot of them. Oh, my God. Yuzi was saying this morning, it's stuck in her head. She's like, I don't want to sing it because I don't want to bother you.
Like, I don't want to put it in Sarah's head.
Believe me, it's already in my freaking head. Bryn, I thank Bryn for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bryn.
Vaginal eggs are in the news today.
Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow's company Goop has sold about 3,000 of those jade and pink quartz, rose quartz eggs. We heard about them.
Why do you do them again?
Supposedly holding it up in your woohoo.
Is it tight?
They're for Kegels, right?
They're to keep your, they supposedly.
Do you need that?
I mean, maybe some people do, but it's, you know, you got to squeeze the thing in there. You got to, whatever. So,
well, people like to. I don't know what I can say.
Yeah, you do.
Mess with themselves. Mm. So there's no doubt that if you're, I mean, I think even a married person would do this, but whatever. I'll try that. Let's see what that's all about. And any new thing sort of gives you a heightened moment of pleasure, right? Doesn't it? Any new thing?
Though.
I guess.
Who did a story, Marcus or Johnny, whatever, Vinny, when you were gone, a man... placed 12 hard-boiled eggs?
A dozen. Keistered a dozen eggs and then...
The hospital, we heard about it.
Yeah. Oh. he couldn't get them out. He blocked them out.
But did he like it?
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe the 12th time was the end.
You know,
everyone's always had an egg salad sandwich.
Sorry to go back to Big Brother, everyone, but there was a moment where Tyler and that girl
Angela
hanging with,
they actually kissed.
They're trying to hook up. I mean, they're like trying but not trying. They're doing this weird flirty thing, and they both say, "I feel like I'm in seventh grade," and I imagine that's the best feeling. Like they must feel electric
because they
can't
be seen together.
That first bone is going to be so good.
Well, they'll have waited a long time for it. Yeah. I mean, it is hard to be around someone 24/7 and really not be able to touch them. People do bone in that house. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much has happened this season, but I mean, I heard that Swaggy and Bailey got it on early on.
The rumor is she's pregnant.
Well, yeah, I haven't heard anything else.
Is that
about
last season?
No, that was this season.
Right now?
They're both out of the house. She's in the jury house, and he got booted out before jury started, so he actually went and visited her parents and stuff. All right.
Big Brother.
Back to the yoni eggs, which is what they're called. Polished stones you carry around in your lady purse. Goop made claims about them. They said that they balance your hormones, regulate menstrual cycles, prevent uterine prolapse, and increase bladder control. Problem is, there's no science to back that up, so the California Food, Drug, and Medical Device Task Force went after Goop and got them to pay a $145,000 fine for making the claims, and now they have to change the way that they describe these yoni eggs.
Good.
On the site. They also have to refund anybody who wants their money back. And the agreement also covered a product called Inner Judge Flower Essence Blend. I don't even know what that is or what they said it could help prevent depression. I don't know if that's like a tea. I don't know what that is. But they said, yeah, it doesn't. There's no proof of that and you can't claim it.
These bogus companies should be brought to justice. Yeah. I think they should have to pay if someone bought that thinking. I mean, they shouldn't have thought that.
Right.
We were just talking about this the other day. The little ads on the side of the porn websites where they say, take this and your wiener will grow like 9 inches in 9 days or something. I mean, young people are the ones falling for that.
Because they're desperate for, you know.
Well, they just assume that's what you're supposed to have. And they see what the pictures look like from these, you know, porn stars.
Right.
Why aren't they getting brought to justice? I guess because.
I don't know. Maybe you click on it and it actually says these things are not substantiated by the FDA. Because I want to say that's a key word in a lot of, you know, the stuff you go get at a holistic place. It'll say
this
is for
liability.
Right. This is this.
And
this is this. And this is what we think it does. But these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Or even plainly says this stuff doesn't work.
Right. Basically. Yeah. But it might. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That would make sense. I've never clicked on it, so I don't know, but
it must be
what's going on. Okay.
So Goop is not admitting any wrongdoing. They just said they wanted to, quote, settle the matter quickly and amicably. And they're going to continue to sell the stuff. They're just not going to be able to claim that it regulates your menstrual cycles or cures depression or whatever. I really feel like that's all I can squeeze in. Let's see if I have one more short one. I don't. I'll give you this Ben Affleck, and we'll do it quickly, okay? Ben Affleck went to rehab about 2 weeks ago, and photographers have already caught him out and about several times. Supposedly, he's not done with his treatment. He just needs some exercise. An insider says, Ben is working out at his house. He goes home to his gym to work out with his trainers. It's only for a few hours a day. He's always accompanied by his coach and therapist. You would think that there is some kind of workout facility at the rehab center. But apparently this is a rehab that has no conjugal visits. Like your girlfriend can't come and bone you.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Well, the rumor is that that's
why he's
leaving.
That's what he's got.
With who?
This Shauna Sexton girl. They've been dating about a month.
The Playboy girl?
Yeah. Her car's been spotted parked outside his house a couple of the times that he's been there. So that's what they think is really happening.
This girl is going to undo any chance he's got. It's terrible. What they wrote is she's 22 or something like that. But
and
what I read
DTF
is she's super into bourbon.
Oh, great.
Like she writes on her Playboy centerfold or whatever they, where they write their likes and dislikes, she wrote bourbon all day. I know most people don't like it, but I love it. And I thought, oh, God, that is not a lady that should be hanging with an alcoholic.
Well, and I wonder if she's just sexting him nonstop and he's like, I have to go home.
I must have
I must go get that 22-year-old.
Yeah. But she's been in the press, so.
Yeah, I'm sure she's
I was not
very
one
happy.
That da-da-da, blah-blah-blah.
Well, she can, she's young, and so she doesn't realize the power that she has, yeah. But I'm here to tell you that she would undo me, and I've been sober 14 something years, and I wouldn't be able to date her.
Nope.
I know better, and he shouldn't
you
be.
You smell like bourbon.
I must have that.
Well, imagine kissing someone
suck
that
face.
Hot
ah.
Who tastes like bourbon, and yeah. You're an alcoholic. Forget yeah. It. I'm doomed.
It's over.
I'm just gonna drink.
Game over.
Yeah.
That's a little frightening. All right, what's coming
up? It is. The U.S. military's method for falling asleep in 2 minutes.
Oh. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Thursday at 6:36, Thursday morning. Coming up at 4:05 and all week on Jane's show at 4:05, you have a chance to win an eat and greet with Jason Mraz and tickets to his show. It's like a little picnic and photos courtesy of Roadrunner Records for his show a week from today, September 13th at the Greek Theater. So today, Jane's show at 4:05.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening.
Oh, it, you actually do have a sponsor.
All natural stone.
That's 7:38.
You know,
do
what?
We have two different?
Yeah,
things?
You know what? Because it's left up there from yesterday.
Oh,
the interns didn't take it down.
Oh,
do the all natural stone one. I don't.
Let's see if you can remember that, Ben.
I've got the one from yesterday in front of me. I can hit my button.
Sure.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
All right. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the NFL kickoff. The NFL starts today. Tonight. Falcons versus the Eagles, 5:30-ish kickoff time.
I have some football player stories coming up in the 7 o'clock trash.
You do.
We do. A couple of them.
It's very exciting.
A little Tom Brady update.
While I'm on sports topic, also starting today, weirdly, this weird surf event. It's a pro surf event.
Inland.
Way inland. In a place I've never even been, and I've
you
lived
gotta
in California
go to this.
My whole life. Lemoore or Lemoore?
I think it's Lemoore.
Lemoore.
Lemoore, California, everyone. It looks like they built this wave pool on farmland. You can get the WSL app to watch, but they'll be pro surfers competing in a pool.
I'm actually interested.
I'll be watching it, not during our show, but certainly later after I get off, and I'm very excited. So that's happening as well, starting today. Okay, so I wanted to begin with, it's National Read a Book Day.
Oh, I'll be doing that today.
I love reading. Mm. I read every day. Mm-hmm. And I don't just mean the news. I read
reading
for fun.
Every day.
I read for pleasure. Yep. I read to the
escape.
Kid. I love it.
Yeah.
So
it's one of life's great pleasures. I love reading. Just get out of your own head and go into another world. I love it.
According to a survey, 17% of Americans read zero books a year.
Oh.
Zero.
Yeah. It's hard.
You on zero?
I'm on zero, but I did just start. But this is how bad I am. When did we have 2 weeks vacation?
Couple
a month
weeks
ago?
Ago, yeah.
Whatever. I started reading Linda Ronstadt biography. And I got about 20 pages in. And I'm like, okay. Set that aside. I've not picked it up since.
Yeah, you got to read a story. Like,
I don't want to. I like
start
biographies.
With Harry Potter.
Oh God!
You don't like them. You don't
gross.
Like. You get 20
no,
pages
I
in, and then you put them down.
I want to learn about someone. I don't want some dumb I can't get in. My head is not that way. I can't read what you guys read. Love that you read that. I'm just not interested at all.
So you don't read books for pleasure either, do you?
I mostly listen to books on tape.
Oh, you do listen,
like,
though.
Like what?
Oh, that's
What's
good.
The last one?
Well, you know, I'm listening.
The Bible?
I'm listening. I read a lot of Christian books. So, you know, there's a guy named Bruce Wilkinson, and he wrote a bunch of books.
Are they like self-help books, kind of?
No, they're
stories?
Not. Yeah, some of them are stories. He wrote a really famous book called The Prayer of Jabez, and that was on the New York Times bestseller for a year.
So wait a minute. Let me go back to, did you say that this Linda Ronstadt book, so she didn't write it, someone wrote it about her?
Well, it's her speaking.
Oh, so it's an autobiography.
Whether she wrote it or not, okay. Or it's a ghostwriter, whatever, it's her speaking.
Okay, when so it's I grew her up, telling her story. Got
yeah,
it. All right.
That kind of thing. So
interesting.
Yeah, I just, you know what? Tink, TV.
Yeah, she likes TV.
Or pick up my phone and read articles.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say, you actually do spend a fair amount of time reading.
I constantly am reading articles, whether it's celebrity or
so reading feels
new
like work.
Stuff. Yeah, it does. And also, I just like...
I think her story would be interesting. I was never a fan, but I certainly think it's weird that she went out with the governor of California.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Here's
and,
a rock star, celebrity, right. Weird...
Mm-hmm. And
read that part.
George Lucas... That whole thing, like
she went out with George Lucas.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like he loved her.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Hard.
Right.
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and she.
Chale. Bye. Yeah.
Oh,
that's so sad.
I know. But
hard
she's tied in with
you.
The Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm totally into that.
Oh,
part.
Oh, that's why you. I see.
Another 47% of Americans read between 1 and 5 books a year.
What percent?
47%. So almost half will get between 1 and 5.
Yeah. I murder books.
Yeah, I love books too. Yeah. So I wanted to mention that. It's National Read a Book Day.
Great. Do it, people. Just give it a try. So, you know what? The Martian, I always go back to like, the first few lines of a book I think are really... telling, like, they gotta grab you. You gotta be interested right off the bat, because I will just put a book down and go on to another book. And that book, I think, starts with something like
The Martian.
Yeah, The Martian. I am totally bleeped. And then it goes on and say, because he's stuck on Mars all by himself. Like, that's a good book. That's a good one because it grabs you right at the beginning. And
who's that,
just
Andy,
like,
Weir?
Mm-hmm. Isn't he? He's
local
a local guy. Yeah.
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 Who never talked to us, did
no.
he?
Yeah.
Well,
I asked
too
him.
Too
and
well, he said
got,
yes.
Yeah.
He said yes and then never did.
And then he went, well, I'm going on Good Morning America. So
I don't want to waste my time.
Thanks,
with you
fools. Andy.
Exactly. Yeah. I have to drive all the way down there. Can't you do a phoner?
Yeah, Andy. Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't forget that your guys' list is at RadioAlice.com.
Oh.
The
that probably
list.
Should be updated. I have read a million books
It probably
since then.
Should be. You
the
get
U.S.
on that. Hmm.
Okay.
Way to go.
More work for you.
It takes 2 seconds. I just look at my things I've ordered.
The U.S. military's method for falling asleep in 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Oh, my God.
So this is interesting because sleeping is a problem. It's a worldwide issue, but certainly in America, whether it's... And it starts young. It's kids are up with their phones or whatever, and continues into adulthood, whether that's... I don't know. I mean, we now know that Hooman's using the edibles in order to help him get to sleep, which I think is
it's great.
If that works, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's not sort of toxic. I don't really know how bad that can get or if that's got an addiction issue.
Yeah, I don't know at all. You know, we always hear, like, every book I read that has anything to do with the military is that soldiers know that they may not be able to get sleep for a while and that they can always fall asleep no matter where they are, what position they're in.
Right.
Like a soldier sleeps when he can.
So a book way back in 81 revealed a secret method. The U.S. military, they came up with this.
Okay.
It's supposed to put you to sleep in 2 minutes.
All right.
Here are the 5 steps you need to follow. The
okay.
first 4 are about relaxing your body. And the 5th is about what to picture in your mind, which will help you fall asleep.
Okay.
So number one, relax your face, including your tongue, jaw, and muscles around your eyes.
Okay. So you start there. You're laying in bed and you, right.
And tell yourself, okay. Okay. Drop your shoulders as low as they can go and then relax your arms one at a time. Breathe out and relax your chest. It's what's interesting about this is when you do it, you realize you're clenched everywhere.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you do this, you start to go, Jesus, do I live like that?
When you, right when you said relax your shoulders, yeah. I realized that my shoulders could drop 4 inches.
Yeah.
I, you know, I'm all
Me
clenched
too.
Up.
Right.
And, yeah. All right.
Okay. Breathe out. Relax your chest. Relax your legs, starting with your thighs and then your calves. Those are the first four things are just relaxing your body from head to feet. Then the fifth thing is picture yourself in a calm location, like lying in a canoe under a clear blue sky or lying in a black velvet hammock in a dark room.
Mm.
And if you're not asleep, repeat the phrase, don't think, over and over again in your head until you fall asleep. So it's all
don't,
about...
You say, that's the mantra. Don't think.
Think.
But I don't feel like don't I'm think. Thinking if I'm saying don't think.
Well, you got to shut that friggin' voice off yeah. in your head. I mean, even when you're telling yourself to, like, now I must tell myself don't think. Now I must say it again. Like, you're mm-hmm. you just, the constant internal dialogue is the thing that keeps us
Meditation
awake.
Is a trip, which I've done it and I've practiced it, and I haven't practiced it in quite a while, actually. But it's so trippy how your mind will, you get a mantra going, and with under a minute, you're gone. You're in the weeds. You're somewhere else. And you go, this is so hard.
Right.
How is,
your
how,
thoughts have meandered
yeah,
off.
Mm-hmm. You're gone. You can't even do it for five stupid minutes yep. to just stay in a happy place. You mm-hmm. find yourself off into what you got to do tomorrow.
I like the black velvet hammock in a dark room. Like, I'll try this tonight.
You want? I'll give you the paper.
No, it's actually pretty simple. Start with your face, then your shoulders
that.
And
we'll,
arms.
Maybe we'll post it.
Your chest, okay. your legs, and then picture myself in the black hammock. Oh, the canoe! I immediately see problems. Like the canoes are not comfortable to lay in. A, you know, I'm not gonna.
Am
been
I wearing
in
a life
canoe.
Vest?
Water right. always makes me have to pee, so I've definitely thought of the ocean or whatever, and then I end up
now
getting
I
up
have
to go pee.
Pee
right every time.
Don't think. Don't think.
That's
Don't
neat. I've think. Never heard that one.
Yeah. Let's try it.
All right. Let's play a game.
Oh, it's time to play another game?
It is.
All right. I'm so excited. Can't wait to win $5
you
bucks
got the
off
money?
Of you. He doesn't have to. I'll just add it to his tally.
Oh.
Sarah.
Yara.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure I got this right. If you get it right...
You owe me $5.
I owe you $5. If you get it wrong, $5 comes off my tally that
I
owe you.
If I get it wrong, I don't owe you anything. Just like it works for you. When you lose a game, you don't owe me $5.
But this is my game, and I feel like I'm being had.
You're not.
Every time.
You're not. What's happening is that when...
I feel like my time is being had every time we discuss it.
Yeah, just... No.
God!
Here's the question.
Just for playing the game, I don't owe you money. Go ahead.
What percent of couples that divorce wind up remarrying each other?
Oh.
Is it?
Oh, multiple choice. All right.
2%, 6%, or 11%? I'll read the question one more time.
You don't have to. I'm going to say 6% wind up remarried.
Damn it!
She's
yes!
Right!
How did you know Woo! That?
I don't know. I just guessed.
I was thinking 4%, but that wasn't an option.
So thanks for the $5. You now owe me $95.
So that doesn't seem way too high to you?
Well, 2% sounded too low. I know a lot of couples that divorce,
Second
signed the papers, went away,
around.
And they get back together. I know several people. So
get out of here.
So it doesn't seem...
Look at how many times you got back together with Darcy or...
Right.
We were teenagers.
It doesn't matter.
And I'm a drunk.
It doesn't matter. You get back together.
We got back together because she showed up at the keg party I was at.
Yeah. But oftentimes...
I'm a loser. I was half drunk.
The reason you broke apart the first time is the reason you're going to break apart the next time.
Yeah, it always is. You remember, do behaviors change that much? No, they don't. And you romanticize what you have with that person, especially after you go through a couple more relationships. You're like, God, you know who I really miss? That one dude I was married to.
Yeah. And we did it really well.
Yeah. And then you get back together and everything's great until it isn't.
The thing that attracted you to them is still there. You're still totally into their look or the thing they do that you really like.
That one thing.
That one thing where you're like, oh,
I miss this so much.
Yeah. I've done it myself.
It just seems like a lot. But 6% of couples who divorce wind up remarrying. What a waste of money and time.
Is it Elon that remarried his wife again?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even Elizabeth Taylor remarried Richard Burton twice.
Right.
People do it.
Elon is just crazy, though, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
What we've been seeing over the last year.
It's not been.
I don't know that his mind is right.
Well, you know, it takes crazy to be a
genius. He's a genius. Yeah.
Yep.
Wait. Is that like a thing?
Yeah, a lot
that's
of
a known thing.
Crazy.
It takes crazy to be a genius.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do I have?
Plenty.
Okay, good.
Time for another story, anyway.
A transgender man who used a fake one to have sex with women and made one feel ashamed for not getting pregnant has been jailed. Carlos de la Cruz, 35, they say tricked two women for years. But was eventually turned into cops after they discovered what he'd been doing.
Wait.
So De La Cruz was born a woman in Madrid, Spain.
Okay.
He's been arrested in Scotland where he admitted that he used a clip-on.
I don't understand the clip-on.
Yeah, you do.
You mean like a belt?
Like a fake strap-on man area.
And then what, just kept the lights completely
off
and wouldn't let her touch it?
That's the story, that he made the women he was with sleep with him in the dark.
And not touch.
Apparently. De La Cruz had refused to allow the women to see him naked and always performed in bed with the lights out. Both victims have not been identified, they say, for legal reasons, but suffered, they say, extreme pain during the lovemaking.
Oh.
So he got a huge one, I guess, is what they're getting at. And both women suffered from thrush afterward, which I had to look up. That's a yeast infection.
It's apparently a special one, too. I don't know if it's straight. Oh, boy, is that the guy? Handsome.
He was jailed for 3 years and handed a 5-year non-harassment order against both women because he looks like a man. According to these women, they were tricked. He used they're calling it a prosthetic man area. So there's the term. One of the women was trying to get pregnant.
Oh.
And so she felt like, here I am, you know, having sex with my partner.
Yeah, trying with the intent of having children.
I'm a big dummy because it was a fake one the whole time.
Mm.
I don't.
Well, and God, and get
how do you
infections
not know?
Too. I don't know.
How do you not know? You don't know? Maybe
know.
You're someone who's
in
naive to begin with,
maybe
though.
It's in the dark, certain positions, certain...
Well, and if he's not, I
people
mean,
can
he,
hide
he couldn't have been able to let them touch it. Because even the most realistic feeling ones still feel rubbery. But they do have some give to them. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not talking about hard molded plastic. It's just you've felt the things that, you know, it's pretty advanced feeling. Some good give to it.
De La Cruz, apparently with one of the women, would do it about once a month, and she suffered extreme pain each time and was never allowed to touch his body.
He's very, very handsome.
During their relationship, the women continued to believe he had a man area.
And
they
good,
lived together.
Good size one.
These
oh my
people
God.
Lived together.
So there was no nudity. That's incredible.
And these were ongoing relationships. The first couple broke up in January of 2016. The second couple was going together in August 2016, and after 2 months of dating, they were living together.
And so how did it come out that he was not biologically a man? Like, what was the... Did one of them walk in on him sitting down peeing?
I don't know how the two women got him into court together or how they... Maybe the prosecutor... Maybe their system's different, but the prosecutor must have...
Right,
gotten
gathered
the two
up.
You know, the two arguments and brought him in against the guy at once. The relationship failed in May of 2017, which means...
It almost
sounds like
a year.
Yeah. And that actually broke up over financial matters.
Oh.
And they say they were having financial issues. And the court was told the woman discovered De La Cruz's sordid secrets in the following months after the breakup.
Oh.
Gnarly, huh?
Very. Yeah, you
so he's
be
been jailed. So there's
are...
the back to the... He got 3 years. What?
Is it he or she? It's people are questioning.
It's a he. It was she was he was born a woman.
Right.
He mm-hmm. is a transgender man.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's it's deceptive. So that's
right.
What it comes down to is that you've got if you're going to be in a relationship with someone, you've got to tell them who you are.
I don't know all the ins and outs of that. And
but 3 years is seems like a lot of time. If you know, I don't know what exactly were the charges.
Well,
just deception.
Yeah,
fraud. Mm.
So you got to tell.
That's he was also put on a sex offenders register.
Oh, oh. Goodness.
I don't heavy. It's going to take the court. All these sort of precedents will be change over time, I would imagine, and we'll come to some kind of general consensus. But I agree that 3 years. Then again, you know.
Right. Then again, I'm not the one who was, you know, deceived.
If you were getting me and you had to get the biggest one that they make.
Right.
Huh?
You couldn't get like a kind of a medium sized one.
You're not even.
I have to be in total pain.
Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
Well, we're going to start with the top, the Billboard Hot 100.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.